New media, the final frontier. These are the broadcasts of the Tomorrow Show. Its mission? To befriend fellow nocturnals, escapists, and dreamers. Not to mention angry loners, the socially inept, and those with Peter Pan syndrome. To boldly go where no broadcast has gone before. The Tomorrow Show with Kevin Undergaro. Your overnight broadcast featuring one celebrity boyfriend's midlife crisis, millennials in Star Trek costumes, and so much more. The underdog's best friend. And all you need is a smartphone or access to the internet. Here's the captain of your tomorrow, Kevin Undergaro!
All right, clearly I'm not Kevin Undergaro. He is out of town right now. Oh, there we go. So this is my friend Amanda Marie. I am Sheena Marie. I will be your host tonight. This is a cover of my song Shake That. It's way better than my version. Let me see you shake that. Do you need it? Let me see you shake that. Do you want it? Let me see you shake that. Come and get it. Let me see you shake that. Step in the club, little black dress on. Work it out with the girls, no stress on. Check out the boy who's got what I like. Gonna bring him home tonight. Looking fine and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table. She's so good. See you miss me, kiss me one more time.
Yeah, we're just like in a
so good.
Who knew this song was so soulful?
I know, it. Right? I'm like, dude, she did this way better than I ever could. That's just the ukulele.
I think you're pretty great.
She's amazing.
Yeah, it's just different.
Yeah.
Not better.
So I have my gorgeous guest, Ariana Maddox, here. It's Thirsty Thursday.
Cheers.
Got Mangria, Adam Carolla. Cheers.
Cheers.
Over here, Roxy, Matt.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.
So, right. Cheers to you guys, and also to Carolla for doing his 2,000th podcast this week. That's pretty incredible.
That's amazing.
Very exciting.
Awesome. Like you said, Matthew Evan Payne. You can find him at Matthew E. Payne sitting next to me. And go into the booth, guys. Something very special is happening today. I don't know if you guys even know this, but it's our very own Lauren LaGrasso's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank we'll have you so to do much. Some birthday shots.
I'm down. Let's do it. It's been a day. I'm ready to drink.
Yes.
Yeah, girl. It's Thursday.
Yep.
In a good way, though,
in
right,
a
Lauren?
Great, in the best way.
And bonjour. Yeah. You ready to drink in there, Jules?
Always.
You guys can find her at Bonjour Juliette. She only speaks French. It's not true. She speaks English, too, but we use her for her sexy French. Of course, also Michael Klaus at Michael Klaus TV in the booth. Hi, Michael.
Hey.
What's going on, ladies? How we doing?
Hey, hey boy.
Thirsty good. Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have
thirsty
to say,
girls.
With Kevin and Maria being out of the house, it's kind of like, you know, the parents are gone, the kids can play.
100%.
So I have a question for each of you. What's the craziest thing you've ever done, either here when they're gone, or just, let's say, at your parents' house when they've been out of town?
Oh, Matthew's going to have to start on that one.
I threw a house party when my parents were up in their room. We had a party down in the basement. When I was in high school.
Ooh. Oh, that was not that crazy.
Well, for me, it was.
I threw a house party. Yeah, you're.
They were
you're
in
good
the
boy.
House.
But did you get caught?
Did you get caught?
They didn't mind.
Did you hear Brittany's story on the episode last week about the house party she had when she was 18? Yeah. Cops got called on that one, and her mom got in trouble because there was some underage drinking. And her mom had no idea.
Have you ever had the cops Kager called on you?
I have, actually. I have. It was New Year's Day. I don't know if you were there. I know Peter was. We're legit sitting in a circle on the floor playing apples to apples after the Rose Bowl.
Oh, I wasn't there, but I know of
it
this.
Was,
you
it,
told
what
me about
year
it like, right away.
This was like 4 years ago, maybe.
Okay.
And it's like bang, bang, bang on the door. And I see these cops and they're like, what? And they like, just like walk in. I'm like, I didn't say you could come in. And then they're like, I think we have the wrong place. And I'm like, we're literally playing a card game. Like, it's a holiday. It's not 10 p.m.,
why
it
did
was
they
insane
come?
Because the neighbors called on us that our music was too loud.
Sheena's neighbors. Oh,
they're the worst.
God.
Do you think it's because they know it's you and they...
No, not at all. Like, not at all. I don't even think these people have a TV. But it was crazy. So the cops come. And then after, I walk outside and I'm like, I just want to apologize on behalf of my neighbors. And they were so pissed. They're like, we'll never come back to your apartment again.
Yeah, they're like, what a waste.
Thank you.
They're like, there's nothing going on.
Yeah.
Here.
The cops haven't called on you before?
The cops have not been called on me before. I'm a very, very well-behaved lady. But I've had – the cops have been called at Tom and I's apartment while I've been there. But it wasn't because of me.
Yeah.
It's because Tom likes to, like, listen to me. It'll be, like, a Monday night. You know, we don't have, like, a regular schedule.
Yeah.
We're not, like, 9-to-5ers. So
– Monday's our Friday.
Monday's our Friday. So it's, like, a Monday night and we're, like – we have people over and we're listening to music. And even though to us it's not that loud – people who are next door get pissed. They call the cops and, you know, we've had a couple of noise complaints, but that's it.
I never think about it like that. So on Monday, is that like your rager night when you guys want to get drunk? It's Monday night.
Especially because the show airs on Monday night. So we're kind of like, oh, we made it through all that, like, people talking shit about us. Like, we're ready to just, like, get wasted. And, like, and plus, like, most of us, like, Sheena and I will bartend. You don't bartend, but Sheena and I will work at Sir usually on Monday nights. And then it's like, oh, God, we can finally relax.
Exactly.
Friday and Saturday. Like, Friday is, like, our Monday.
Yeah, it is. Fridays and Saturdays at Sir are a little too crazy.
I don't like working when it's too busy there.
The guys like being there on the weekends, but we prefer the slower nights because you actually get to talk to people more. Mm-hmm. More time to take photos. I mean, that's what they're really coming in for.
Yeah.
But don't think you're getting out of this. What's the craziest thing
you've
done?
Yeah, you didn't tell us.
Do you see how I did that?
I didn't forget. I was in here the whole time.
The whole time.
I don't know what the craziest... One time I came way past curfew when I was in high school, and I told my parents I was late because I had to swim home.
Where did you live? That you
that's a great point.
Did that story even, like, work?
No, it doesn't hold up. Definitely not. But I was, like... absolutely hammered and stumbled in and was like, I'm sorry. And they're like, what happened? And I was like, I had to swim here. It got complicated.
Oh my God.
They're like, you're definitely grounded. Like, what the hell? So that would be mine.
Do you ever, like, go out on the tennis courts, like, run around naked?
Here?
Dip? Yeah.
There have been, oh my God, they have crazy parties here. I mean, you guys will definitely be at the next party, but
I love a crazy party.
Yeah. They have crazy parties, like find people the next day kind of party.
Oh, love it. Wow.
I heard about, like, the glow stick, like the wristband things, like who was, you know, married,
who
is
single,
it's complicated.
So for Kevin Undergaro's birthday party, everybody, when you walked in, you had to put on a different color glow stick, one for if you were married, one for if you were single, and one for if you were, it's complicated.
So
and
if you're not married, it's... automatically,
like,
it's complicated.
Taken. Well, that was the thing that Maria was saying was
that,
like,
would be
there
funny.
Were some photos posted, and some people were like, "Wait, why were you wearing that color wristband?"
Right. Like, but I feel like Tom and I are not married, and I would be like, "That does that mean we have to wear it's complicated?"
So what would you put?
Which
on?
Would maybe make the night a little bit more interesting.
Yeah. Would you wear the "I'm not interested in getting married" wristband?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like a separate color. I like take a permanent marker and I just like put like some weird scribbles on it. I'm like, that's it's just me, guys. I'm just the only one wearing this weird bracelet.
Right.
I think he would be bummed, though, if you didn't put the Taken one on. If you put on It's Complicated.
But what if I had him also put on the It's Complicated?
Then you're going to get yourself into trouble. Yeah. Okay, here's...
or
you
fun.
Are asking
or
for trouble.
Or swing. I mean,
or
you know,
it could
there
just
are
be
options.
Really interesting and have we could have a lot of really fun stories for
yeah.
the next day.
Okay, speaking of which, we put you on the spot when you were in here. I think it's time to put her on the spot a little bit.
I'm on the spot?
Yeah, because if we're talking about swinging... we found out a little something about myself, but also about Sheena.
What if I was talking about Ariana?
I don't know. Were you? We found out maybe a threesome action had gone down that we had, as called, a dipped in the lady pool. Have you ever partook?
In the lady pool or in the threesome pool?
Both.
Both.
Yeah.
Yes, both.
See, so I didn't even need to
But, like, the lady pool for me was not, like, a let's kiss in front of boys kind of thing. It was a little more involved.
What do you mean?
Like, more involved. Like,
girlfriend?
Like, not exactly, but, like, I don't want to, like, make the other person, if they ever watch this, like, feel weird. But, like...
So you had feelings for somebody.
Yes. We had... I mean, but... basically, we were, like best friends, but we also, you know...
Had fun with each other.
Attraction to each other and, like, a... Yeah.
But it didn't work out.
So it's kind of like being in a relationship but not being. But we were also like helping each other with like guy relationships and like, I don't know, it was complicated.
Would that, because nowadays
my
threesome
experience was like, I basically was facilitating two people hooking up. So it was like started out as a threesome to like get the guy like into the idea. And then like
snuck out?
As soon as penetration started happening, I was like, bye.
Yeah. See ya.
Have a good time. Like I like literally went under the blanket to the foot of the bed and then dipped out.
I mean, there comes a point where it starts to get awkward if like one person's getting more attention than the other. And then you're like, do I leave? Do I wait?
I didn't really want to get with the guys, so it was kind of like, I don't know.
Do you think because everybody today is trying to put a label on everything, would that make you consider yourself a bisexual woman, or would that just be something?
I think that sexuality is more fluid than the labels that people put on it. So, like, if you look at, like, the Kinsey scale, it's like a 1 to 5. I would say I'm somewhere in the middle.
Okay. But you guys have never, you've
like
both played around with other women, but never with each other.
Well, there was that time in Vegas.
Yeah.
And there was that time on my couch.
She's lying to you. Well, Sheena and
there was that time in Vegas in the casino.
Wait.
We made out?
Oh, my God. Oh, we were so drunk. Oh, my God.
We were wasted.
But
we were with both the Toms. We just, like, her and
but
I
we
went.
Were off on our, like, yeah. somewhere on our, by ourselves, and they, like, discovered us.
Yeah.
Who discovered you?
Tom and
the
Tom.
The Toms. They came.
Oh, I bet
we
they
were on a
heaven.
Girls trip.
Yeah,
and then
Sheena
they just
and I were in Vegas
up.
With her mom and her sister for a cheerleading competition.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
The most innocent thing just turned into a
and
night
then
of
Tom and Tom decided to like come and meet. It was when Tom and I were like kind of first started dating.
Yeah.
Like it was pretty early on. And like Tom and Tom decided to come to Vegas because they knew we were in Vegas. And then like at one point we all went out together. And then Sheena and I kind of like disappeared off in the casino somewhere together. And then they, like, found us.
Was he mad at all? Was Tom like, hey, why are you hooking up with somebody else?
I think he was kind of like, what the f-
You don't kiss me like that.
Yeah, but I feel like, you know, it's funny because Tom is not a very possessive kind of guy. I've been in a very, like, scarily possessive relationship before. And, you know, he might say something like, excuse me, like, whatever. But he knows it.
Yeah.
He knows Sheena. So it's like a little, I don't know.
Yeah, but.
Sure, it's
yeah.
a little awkward. If Sheena and I regularly hooked up, clearly that would be a fucking problem.
Oh, yeah,
problem.
That would be an issue.
But
do you think that the guys sometimes are a little gay?
I feel like they just like to joke around, and I feel like they don't really, they don't take everything so seriously. So when you say a little gay, do you mean like if you like, I dare you to make out, they're like, no, they get annoyed,
well,
but
not no,
but,
really.
But
they've kissed
always,
each other.
Sandoval and Schwartz are always game to play spin the bottle.
No, it's always Schwartz's
it's Schwartz,
idea.
But somehow they—I swear—they
have like
a like, magnet in their pockets because it always lands on.
It
Sandoval.
Always does, and it's like it's so weird. Schwartz
You'll
always
see
says
that later this season.
Yeah, and Schwartz always says 5 second rule, and then he's the one who lands on Tom, and it's like, why did you make this freaking rule?
So then what happens?
They had to
they
kiss
just go
for
like
5 seconds.
This.
Okay.
And then we all count
down. They are a little awkward. The kiss is
I think
a little awkward.
Awkward. They've kissed so many times now, like they're going on their second hand. So it's like.
Yeah.
I think so too.
Is that why you asked the question?
Yeah, because you on the show, seasons past, you've seen them kiss.
You see
asses in each other's faces.
Mm-hmm.
Schwartz was on the Vanderpump Rules after show, and he was saying that Sandoval would put his genitalia on his shoulder.
It's like they're like college frat boys again.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
They're very fratty.
In general.
And frats in general, I feel like a little homoerotic. So,
in general, are all of the women on the show just light years more mature than the men on the show then?
I think it's different, though.
Not every woman.
Light years is a big word.
But I think there's different aspects to that. Like, I feel like.
Explain.
I feel like, yes, maybe the women on the show are more mature than the guys in terms of, like, how we behave, like we don't put each other's asses in, like I don't put my ass in his face, but then I feel like the guys are
Why
very mature. I'm sorry. Next time I will. But I feel like the guys are almost more mature in the fact that they talk things out and they work things out more easily. So I feel like there's just like
different they use their
ways.
Words.
Yeah.
If you read conversations between like Sandoval and Schwartz when they're in a fight, it's like the most articulate fight you've ever read. I'm like, I don't even know what that word means.
So who would you say is the most mature person on the show?
Lisa.
Well, yeah. Lisa.
Okay, other than Lisa.
Probably Ariana.
Oh, thanks. I was going to say Tom, other than like the just being silly.
Yeah, but I think in general.
Tom Sandoval.
Yeah.
And who is the most immature?
Jax. James.
Well, yeah. James. But James is also younger than everybody.
Exactly.
Like way younger.
But him and Jax act the same and they're like 12 years apart.
They do act very – they have very similar aspects.
So similar. I think that's why Jax hates him so much is because he reminds him of a younger version of himself that he doesn't like.
Identity. Yeah.
We always speculate if that's the case on the after show.
Tom Sandoval has said that as well.
Yeah.
Tom Sandoval has been like, James is like how Jax was when I first met him. And that's why I can't really like hate James because Jax has grown into being a friend of mine. James has the opportunity to grow as well. So. Yep.
Can I just point out how much she looks like Britney Spears over there?
Yeah, kind of. Especially with the headset. You're right? Like expecting her. That was kind of really good.
Oh, no. She can sing.
Yeah.
So doing that. Yeah. Sorry.
A little dance. Don't be sorry. You're just letting one out. Busting a move. I want to talk a little bit about your guys' friendship. So now that we know the deeper level of the one-time kiss. Just kidding. So you guys had an issue for a little while, but it seems like everything's back on track now. Where does everything stand with you guys?
I mean, we're great. I think we have a more honest and stronger friendship than we even had before. We did go through an awkward patch where at the same time I was going through, which you won't even see till this season finale, there were some things I was going through in my own relationship. And I think I took certain things out on other people, especially the people who were closest to me, and tried to distract myself with other things. And I didn't even realize I was doing these things, but subconsciously I'm like, what is wrong with me? Like, this isn't like normal behavior. And I just felt like last summer and then this past summer, there were just a lot of things I was going through personally that I took out on a lot of the people I love.
We had a few conversations that didn't end up being that they filmed, but that didn't end up making it onto the show, where we really like hashed out like where we stood in our friendship and everything that had happened and how we feel now and how much we like grew from that point to now and how we are so much more open with each other. And I feel like there's a lot more trust in our friendship now than before.
You seem like you are much closer now than you have ever been.
Totally.
You had a scene this season where you were talking about your relationship and you gave each other a hug and you said, if I tell the other girls, they will throw it in my face when they get mad at me.
Well, because at Shay and Carter's birthday party this season that you saw, when the girls were going at me, there was the part that didn't make it on where they threw something in my face. I confided in them the summer before and I'm like, okay, so you're the type of friends where if I tell you a secret, you're gonna get drunk and be mad at me for something else and throw that in my face? Like, no matter how mad Ariana would ever be at me, she wouldn't do that. So that's what I'm saying. It's like, I'm not saying I don't trust you girls, I'm not saying I don't love you, but I'm not gonna go to you with my problems anymore because I don't want them to get thrown back in my face a year later. Because then I'm always, like, walking on eggshells. It's like, are they going to tell? Are they not? Like, do I trust them? And
this might be semantics, but isn't it kind of you saying you don't trust those girls?
I don't as much as I used to, but I feel like they would say the same about me. You know, I mean, I do kind of have a big mouth, but I don't tell everyone everything. I tell Ariana everything.
So to you,
but that's
Ariana,
gotten me in trouble.
But you know,
do.
But I'm pretty much a fault. So you can tell me things about anybody, really. And I usually, and I'm like pretty like, mom's the word.
Exactly.
You find each other to be trustworthy, though.
Yes. Oh yeah, totally. I would tell her anything.
Yeah.
And you would know she wouldn't say, and vice versa. You could tell her anything.
I mean, unless I say something like, I sometimes will be like, don't tell anyone this, just in case it's something that seems like it's not a big deal that maybe like would come out in a later conversation. I always, but I'm like that with everybody. I want to be clear. These are the things I really don't want anybody to tell anybody, or these are things that are like, okay, fine. Like,
absolutely.
If it comes out, it's okay.
Yeah, everybody does that.
Right.
When you were introduced on the show, which was season 2 of Vanderpump Rules, you had worked together at Villa Blanca.
Yeah.
And you were introducing Ariana as my best friend, my best friend. We heard that over and over.
Yeah.
Were you really best friends?
Yeah.
We were really close. I was in a weird place at the time, and I feel like even then I still was like not really confiding in Sheena things that I would right now. Like, we're more close now than we were then. She was my best, like, obviously my bestie is like my girl I went to college with that I've been friends with for like 15 years. But like in LA, like, Sheena was the closest friend I had, but I was in such a weird place because I was in such a
I hate to use this word because I'm always afraid that this guy, he's going to, like, come kill me. I was in, like, an emotionally abusive, controlling situation, and I would always try to hide that from everybody. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's why sometimes Sheena would be like, I miss the days when you would come over and we would, like, and I, because I was, like, escaping from that situation. But, yeah, I mean, we were like, best friends.
Yeah.
But I was still holding back, like, because I was embarrassed of the situation I was in, so.
I think I'm even a lot more open now. Like, I've always been a super open book. You can literally, clearly ask me anything and I'll answer it. And even, I don't know if you'll see it on the show this season, but in that scene that you just saw with Ariana and I, it was cut slightly short. I, like, opened up to her about my anxiety, which is something I hadn't really talked about publicly until more recently. I had sent one tweet that was just like, oh my God, anxiety is the worst. Like, something super basic. And I had, like, hundreds of responses. And I'm like, oh wow, this is something a lot of people struggle with. Like, I take medication for it daily. It's something that's been an issue for a couple years in my life, but I didn't really address it until last year. And then finally I felt like, you know, I can open up to someone about this, because it was just an inner struggle that was killing me. I'm like, I don't want people to think like, oh my God, Sheena's on pills, her husband was on pills. And it was like, no, but it's, some people need medication. And when I got back from Europe last year, I was like, dude, this is like my, I didn't know if it was just travel anxiety, but then it was at work, when I'm out, when it was just all of the time. So, I mean, I do hope you see more of that on the show this season, but you never know what's going to make it on. But that's something I felt super comfortable confiding in her that I hadn't really talked to anyone about yet.
I've dealt with that for many years too. So it was like something that we, like, connected. I understood how she felt. So.
Yeah.
You guys have talked a couple of times about things that you don't know if you're going to see it on the show, or things that they've cut from the show. Do you guys think that they cut a lot of great material, or cut a lot of things? That,
yes, absolutely.
Like, what is one of the things that they cut that you feel like we really needed to see as fans?
Oh, God. Where do we start?
Well, after the – yeah, I know. It's like, how do you even unravel that?
Yeah.
What from this season?
The first thing that's coming to my mind from this season, the first time that I was like, wow, was when Tom and I went to Kristen's house after World Dog Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, so they – literally just got rid of that whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, that to me was like something that I thought they would have been really, especially since we thought we were invited, because Jack said we were invited.
Yeah.
And then we show up and everyone's so surprised, but we didn't realize they were surprised because everyone played it off. And then later on we found out that we weren't invited, and that's why it was weird.
But they, so they
never
showed it.
And we, like, brought Kristen, like, we found, we were cleaning out, like, this back closet that, like, never gets used. And there was, like, a little box, like a Tupperware box. And it was, like hard copy photos from Kristen's grandparents. And we were like, we need to give these back. So we brought them over there. They never used any of it.
Yeah.
So weird.
Why do you think that is? Are they trying to protect some people, or?
They, I don't know why.
You never know. Like, you don't know if it's, they're wanting to, like, drag out a certain storyline and not give things away
too
quickly.
They might be, like,
or
more focused on another thing. They feel like this is just, like, making things more complicated.
I do wonder what goes on inside the editor's heads at times. I'm like, why did you air that part and not this part?
I know.
Why would you show this part of my conversation and not this part? I noticed that a lot last season. I mean, I came off very uneducated about addiction last year, and I've read up on several things since then, but there were explanations behind things I said when I was like, oh well, I could never be with someone sober. Like, I wasn't meaning the person I'm married to, I wasn't meaning, like, today. It was a conversation I was having with Jax about a guy I dated when I was 21, just moved to LA, like, in my party days, and I met this guy, we went on a first date, he was sober, and I was like, that just doesn't fit in my lifestyle right now. But I was talking about it in the past, and it looked like it was in the future, or, like, in the present and for the future. And I was just like, that's not what I meant. But it's like, I don't like to defend myself and, like, blame things on editing or production. I'm like, you know what? I said it. It came out of my mouth. I can try and explain it, or we can just move on with our lives.
Yeah. I mean, there's – yeah, we say what we say. And sometimes things get – like, the context gets a little lost. But you still said it.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I've noticed sometimes someone's – I'm having a conversation with someone. They say something and you see me start going, but it goes right back to them, and you never get to see what my response was. And I'm always like, whoa. I was probably telling them, no, it wasn't like that. But,
yeah.
Oh, no, we don't need that.
I know.
It was gold. And they skipped right over it.
Yeah.
Do certain people on the show get more protection than others, or is everybody pretty much fair game?
I'd say there's been times.
Yeah.
Like when?
This season.
Really?
Or like season one and two.
Who do you feel like is getting the most protection?
I mean, who do you think has the best edit?
Are you referring to Lala?
Interpretation. You just said that. I didn't say that. I said, who do you think's getting the best edit?
Well, I've heard rumors that some of the girls think that Lala has the best edit. What do we think?
Katie had the best edit last season.
Last season.
Point blank.
Yeah, but don't you think that that's a far cry from this season?
I think this has been a very honest season for everyone.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think there's been times where, like, I've seen them talk about editing on Twitter and things like that and say, like, oh, things were edited a certain way. But I feel like maybe they were used to it, to them getting a little bit of a leg up in the past. And now they're experiencing what maybe we all experience in that, I don't know.
No, I agree. I mean, I
feel
think...
like Stassi's gotten a lot of help in the past. And also she had like a... she had a vendetta for a while, and then now it's like she doesn't. And now I feel like maybe, I don't know, you're getting to see more well-rounded pictures of like who everybody actually is.
Totally.
This is the first season you've ever seen an ounce of my personality.
That is so true.
Even like a shred of who I am.
You eating the meat was the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Oh my God. I
was like, this girl, I want to be your friend.
When you're like wasted. Yes.
Once I saw that, I was so jealous I wasn't on that trip. Like, why did it have to be the same weekend?
So why haven't they seen your personality? Because all these things have been cut or because you've been scared to truly be yourself?
I feel like, A, I've been uncomfortable. I mean, you are one of my closest friends, but I had never felt comfortable really with you before because then we went through everything last summer.
Right.
So it's like never felt comfortable, never felt like I had friends on the show to be comfortable around. Always was dealing with some crazy like shit. So it's like me just coming back at that. And also I feel like there was a lot of every other time it's always been Stassi's opinion of who I am, Kristen's opinion of who I am, Sheena's opinion of who I am, but never actually showing who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Is the show actually fun for you? Like, do you enjoy
sometimes
being?
Yeah.
Sometimes. I feel like it's really fun when it's like us getting to do what we do, and while we're filming, it's fun for the most part.
But then
it's like when it airs, I feel like it's not fun.
That's when the anxiety kicks in because it's like, oh my God, like I remember doing that. But it's like, I mean, the majority of the population can do something stupid and move on with their lives, and it never bites them in the ass. And with us, 6 months later, we're like, we're going to remind you what an asshole you were.
Right.
And I also get really nervous about my like confessional interviews because when we do those, we don't get to see what it is that we're talking about.
No, and I mean, especially
if you're
drinking.
I hope I didn't say something that's like so off from what happened because I don't really remember that much because I was drinking at the time. Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Do they really try to liquor you guys up for a lot of these shows, a lot of these scenes?
No,
not really. We have a very small budget. Like when we go to a bar, it's like, you know, there's 10 of us cast and it's like, well, there's $250 budget. And we're like, so that's one round of shots, and then we'll just buy the rest.
And then if you want to drink more, that's up to you.
Yeah, but, I mean, they don't, like, encourage, like, okay, you guys have an open tab all night, order whatever you want. I mean, that would just not be safe. But they don't allow us to drive anymore. If we're having a drink at all, like, they're very good about that. They take care of our Ubers.
Yeah, this is and then we forward them Uber receipts because they want to make sure that we're not ever going to drink and drive at any point in time.
Remember the party where Jax told – Sandoval, he was number one.
Yes.
Is it true that they went back and recreated that scene later on and got them drunk, as drunk as they were in the past, and reshot part of that scene?
Well, there's no like recreating and reshooting. There are things called pickups where if there's a transitional part of a scene that wasn't caught and happened off camera and it's needed to tell the story, we'll film a pickup scene, but it's
on
not
a different
like,
day of the shoot, though, correct?
Well, yeah. I mean, every show does that. You know, our show's produced. It's not scripted. So that's just something you have to do. If there was a big conversation Katie and I had off camera that caused this whole storyline for the next 4 episodes, if you don't have that conversation,
nothing makes sense anymore.
Yeah, and it's not that we're faking it. That conversation really happened.
Right.
It's just it wasn't captured, so sometimes you have to retell a story that was already in real time told. But you don't always film that at the same time.
Right.
So, you know, they'll go back and see the edit of last night and be like, oh, my God. But then this happened at 2 a.m. Like, we need to get that because that changed everything for the next week.
They get so mad at us because they'll leave and we'll keep hanging out.
Yeah.
And then other things will happen. And then they're like, you guys.
It's like we're all really friends. Any of that.
Production will really say to you that they're upset with you because the
well,
drama.
They're, it's not like they're not like
it's just like don't talk when we're not filming.
They're like,
in
can
the
you
summer.
Guys just not do that? Can you
can
like
you not hang out?
Like just when we leave, just stop talking to
but
each other.
But that's when the rage texts happen, or when we're not filming. That's when I get my rage texts.
But now they've been very like they should wait. They want to show those mm-hmm. sex messages.
Oh yeah,
because that's the thing about our show is like things are even now like we haven't been filming since we stopped filming in. August and so much
October.
Oh yeah, true. Well
what?
Now
what do you mean?
You'll see
but like
ooh.
So much happens
you
when we're
that
not
you're the
filming
expert.
I don't
okay
so much happens when we're not filming
yeah because everyone's friends like it's real we're not a show that was cast it, I mean we were cast together as a group of friends
like we could probably film this show year round and there would be material for
oh yeah I mean, from
episodes
what I heard,
and episodes and episodes.
The New Year's Eve trip, which neither of us were on, there was a lot going on there.
There was a Vegas for Britney's birthday that we just
there was
just
a lot
got
going
on
there. We had our own room. It's like we're always kind of off on our own, and then everything else happens, and we hear about it the next day, and I'm like, I'm so glad we had our own room.
Yeah.
So you guys never feel jealous or like you want to be a part of being in the other girls' rooms? You're okay just being a twosome?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Because there's too much drama with the other
it's
girls?
It's just – I don't want this to sound callous or anything, but like I'm good like on my own usually in general. But like if it's me and Sheena, like we're going to have fun regardless, and mm-hmm. – I'm good. Like, it doesn't...
I always just prefer my own space. Like, I mean, I live alone. I have two bedrooms all to myself. One's a giant closet. One's my bedroom.
Yeah, and
I like
my
space.
To decompress. I'm kind of a lone wolf type of person, and I like to be able to, like, lay in bed, play my game on my phone, read some articles, and not have to, like, always be on. Because I feel like when you're with a group of people, sometimes you feel like you have to be on. And I need to be able to go and, like, not do that.
I need my own space.
I don't have to be Amishina.
Do you think that bothers some of the other girls that you are okay being so alone? Like, they almost wish you were trying harder to be their friend?
I don't think they wish we were trying harder. I think they just think that we think we're better than them sometimes. And it's like, no, I just really like my own space.
Yeah, I always find that to be, like, such a weird cop-out thing for people to say about another person.
Yeah.
Like, if someone tweets that at me, like, oh, you think you're better than everybody. I'm like, that's such a cop-out. Like, what does that even mean? I'm just me. Like, I can only be me. I can't be, I don't know. I can't, like, fake how I feel.
Or hence you saying, I don't give a fuck about you.
Well, I mean, bitch, you ain't gonna tell me how to live my life. Who
Wait,
are you?
Did,
you and
who
my
did
friend?
You say, I don't give a fuck about you?
Oh, to Stassi.
Oh. It's okay, so speaking of Stassi, who you have clear issues with. Why do we hate Stassi? Can you explain?
Oh,
to
hate us? Is like, no, I don't hate her by any means. I wish good things for her and hope she lives a long and fruitful life. It just doesn't, she's not really a blip on my radar in terms of, I don't know. Like, I always am friendly with her and we can have fun together, but I think she really has this thing where she likes to kind of, I don't know, take charge or.
I think
put
she's
her
just,
feelings above like other people. I don't really know what it is. It's just like not really how
is
I
is she the
operate.
Alpha? Like
she is, but she, her and I are very similar in our personalities. Where it's like, I mean, well, she had like her awkward stage in high school, and I did not. But it's like where you know, but no, it's like she wasn't like the popular girl in high school. So that's what I'm saying. Oh. But she, as an adult, is like used to you know being the leader and running shit and being the center of attention. And it's like in my world, like. I feel like I usually will take charge and, like, people are indecisive, so I'll make the decisions. And in that sense, we're similar. But then when you put those personalities together, we butt heads. But I'm someone who is more of a people pleaser than anything. And I'll just, like, give in sometimes because it's so much easier. I'm just like, okay, whatever you want to do. Like, you have to be in charge. Like, that's fine. It's just easier.
Yeah.
Like the New Orleans getaway.
Yep.
See, that's the thing. Ain't nobody in charge of me but me. And I've never been in any step of my life where I've not been in charge of my own self. And if somebody tries to tell me what I'm going to do, like, we're going to have serious problems.
I do think for me personally, this season, though, you do see me, and you haven't even seen it all yet. Next week is another one. But you see me really, like, have a voice and stand up for myself because I just got so fed up. I'm like, look, I know I'm just trying to be a people pleaser and make everything perfect for Katie's summer and Katie this, Katie that. And I just was going along with things because that makes my life easier if I'm not getting rage texts at 2 a.m. It makes my life easier if everyone gets along. So it's like when I try that, but then I get taken advantage of. And I'm like, oh, no. Like, I'm not a pushover. Sometimes I may act that way because it makes things easier. But you really do see me have my voice a lot more this season when it comes to them.
That for the season preview, that was by far the best thing when you stand up from the table.
Oh, my God. I was literally, like, banging on the table, and Katie was just like, calm down. I was like, no!
And I like how you get up and you walk away, and I'm just like, gonna pick up the chair.
When we got there that day, Pandora was like, I know everyone isn't getting along. Just please, like, no one flip a table.
Yes.
It was a joke, and then I flipped a chair, and I was like, whoops.
Does some of your confidence to kind of stand up for yourself or you being so fed up with this have to do with the fact that Ariana's here and now that's how she acts too?
Totally. I mean, it definitely helps like when she's also there because it is what they will say it till the day they die. It's not like this. It's always the three against one thing. In some subconscious way, it just always feels that way. So when it's just the four of us, yeah, a lot of the time I'll just be like, okay, fine, whatever the fuck you guys want. Like, it just makes it so much easier. But when she's there, I'm like, okay, now I do have a little backup, so you're not going to completely take advantage of me. I can stand up for myself, but there comes a time where I just don't feel like fighting anymore. It's so petty and catty, and I'm just like, I have better things to do.
Could anybody ever break into that threesome? Like, could anybody ever break it up or start being friends with them?
Who would want to? Really? I don't know.
I think probably a good amount of people out there.
I don't know. It's so funny because, like, you know, Sheena and I worked at Villa Blanca for a long time together. And, you know, there's this show that's about these people that work at Sur. But, like, they think that they're, like, this group that everybody wants to be a part of. And Stassi kind of thinks that she's some sort of, like, queen of the universe. But, like, literally no one else ever thought that. Everyone at Villa Blanca was like, ew. I'm not going, like, no one ever went and hung out with them. Like, everyone kind of avoided because it was always a blow-up fight. They would come into Villa Blanca and get drunk, and, like, Stassi and Jax would scream at each other, and everyone in the restaurant's like, what the is going on? So, like, this idea that it's, like, this, like, oh, super cool crowd, I don't know. It just was never like that, for anyone else.
We talk on the show quite openly about it seeming like you want acceptance from Stassi, Katie, and Kristen, and you haven't really gotten in there. If they're not always nice to you, do you want to be part of them?
It's not that I want their acceptance at all because I don't need acceptance from anyone. I'm good on my own, and that's one thing after, you know, and still kind of going through divorce that I've learned is I'm good on my own. I'm a strong, independent person who's always taking care of herself. Like, I got a job on my 16th birthday. I went and got my license and got a job, and I've always just been very independent. With them, individually, I have great friendships. Kristen and I are definitely the closest out of the three. But then, like, Stassi and I, like, we went to Chicago together, and, like, we have such a good time, and, like, we'll start trusting each other again and confide things in each other. And then we get back to LA, and then she's doing her thing, and I'm doing mine. And it's like, I just feel like it's not a consistent close friendship, but when we have it, it's great. So it's not that I want to be accepted by them. I just want to keep the good going, and it feels hard to do that at times.
Who is harder to get along with when they're angry, Kristen or Stassi? Like, whose bad side would you rather be on?
Ooh. I thought, rather be on?
Like, who's more vicious when they're angry, Kristen or Stassi?
I think it's equal in different ways.
Yeah.
What are the different ways?
Well, because, I mean, Katie is the one who I don't ever want to be on her bad side again. Like, that's the one out of the three. Kristen and I recently had a disagreement because of some things I said here last time I was here. And I apologize. Some things I said came off wrong. I was talking about the whole cast, but I singled out the girls. And I was like, no, that's not what I meant. But that's where I appreciate our friendship is because she called me out. And we had an adult conversation about it. And I apologized for the things I was sorry about. And I explained the things she didn't understand. So it's not that I've been on her bad side because we always have had a strong love for each other. Stassi and I have been on each other's bad side way more. So I guess, I don't know, I guess Stassi scares me a little more than Kristen, but.
And you, young lady?
Nobody scares me.
Why am I not surprised
Even
with that
answer? Even Tequila Katie?
I think everybody else should be afraid of me.
Really?
TBH.
Yeah.
Except really the thing is that I just don't let myself get to that point. But, like, because, I really try not to. But, like, yeah, it wouldn't be a good idea if anybody really got on that. If I ever got to that level.
Why? What would happen?
I'll kill you. I'm just kidding.
But seriously, why should they be afraid of you? Like, you.
Oh, I mean, like, really in nice. Terms of, like, I'm literally, I don't ever start anything with anybody. I would never start a fight. I would never go after any of them. I would never show up to their job to try to sabotage their night or their career, ever. I just want everyone, if I don't typically care for someone, I just kind of want them to, like, go do their thing over here, and that's cool. But the thing is that if someone comes for me, like, they better watch out.
I mean, you've seen this girl use her words this season, so.
Yeah. That's.
Yeah.
I'll cut you with my words. Bitch.
But that's how you operate with your words. It's not physical. It's not.
Yeah. And the thing is that I don't ever wish to, like, get into anything with anyone. I'm pretty, like, I'll try to avoid a conflict with somebody. But, like, if they say something to me, I have a really hard time not being honest. So if somebody asks me a question, I'm going to be honest, and sometimes they just don't like the answer. And it's like, you asked me, like, I don't, do you want me to lie to you? I don't think so.
Like at the art party
yeah.
this past episode.
Yes. Yeah.
It surprises me though that you said that Katie's the one, because I didn't even think of her as someone.
I actually thought you were going to put her into the question.
Yeah, I was
no.
like,
when
wait,
you didn't,
but,
I was like, oh.
No, but it fascinates me. You said you didn't want to get on her, or you wouldn't want to get on her bad side again. What was the time that you were
I
on?
Mean, you've seen a few things this season if you've watched every episode of
I have.
You know, I mean, the rage texts are scary. And yeah. Katie and Jax are two people whose bad sides I don't want to be on. I'm currently on Jax's bad side, and that is not a good thing.
I think with everybody, I think the best thing to do is not engage.
Yeah.
I feel like that always, because things blow over, maybe at some point you'll be able to have a better conversation about yeah. it. But, like, if right in that moment you engage, it's like, oh, shit, you just played no. right into it. And then
now, I'm just
and now you're never
like,
going to
okay.
get out of it.
Okay, that's how you feel. Okay, that's fine. Okay. And then that pisses them off more. They're like, you're not fighting back with me. And I'm just like, okay, how about I just block your number? And then this text conversation will stop.
There's been a lot of blocking, I feel like.
There's a lot of blocking.
Are you blocked by people on Twitter? Because we talked about you were blocked.
I don't know if I'm blocked by anyone on Twitter, but I know who I have blocked on, like, on everything.
Who have you blocked?
Kristen's been blocked for like 5 years. And if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? Rachel's blocked. I had James blocked for like a minute for a while, and then I was like, okay. He was like being so nice, and I just like felt weird about it. He like asked me about it. So
are they preventative blocks so they don't bother you, or you have blocked them because of certain things that have been tweeted about you?
Certain things that have been tweeted about me usually is why, or like, because I'll like look at my mentions and then I'm like, I just don't want that in my feed. And then once someone's blocked, it's kind of like, why would I unblock?
Let me unblock you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I have anyone blocked currently, because I'm just like, look at my life. If you want to see it, like, go ahead. See.
Well, they'll be able to find it somehow anyway.
Exactly. Like, I mean, all you have to do is go on your true. Dog's Instagram account. I mean,
your dog.
You know?
Yes.
I know that's what my friends do.
Oh, my God. That we haven't talked
damn
too
it.
Much
now
about.
I got to block fucking, what's
everyone's
his name?
Dog.
Gibson.
Gibson Nicks.
Yep. Going to go ahead and block Gibson Nicks now.
We talked more about her last time, but Lala hasn't come up that much tonight. And I am curious because she seems to be in the news left and right now.
Yeah.
Especially about this mystery man.
I think I saw, was it Hollywood Gossip? I saw something.
Hollywood something. Is it Hollywood Life?
What did happen?
It was
last?
Like a picture of her and the supposed guy she has been dating.
Okay.
I think people on the internet are kind of like taking this
I think it
and
was
taking
Hollywood
this
Gossip.
And kind of like putting.
Yeah.
And then making theories
oh,
about.
There
oh,
it is.
Whoa.
Okay, so what is this picture from? And who, Lauren, talk to us about this picture. Where did you find this picture, and who's in the picture?
It was just on Google Images. It says, Lala Kent, the identity of her mystery boyfriend revealed? !! The Hollywood Gossip.
I've never met him.
I mean, I've never met that guy. And the photo on its own is not incriminating. I mean,
that,
yeah, they're just standing
I take
next
photos
to
with fans that are more flirty than...
But multiple people have said things about that guy. But the thing is that, you know what's funny? This whole thing about our Coachella house.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so they were trying to say that that guy paid for our house. But I had a literally took that exact picture and asked Tom's best friend who lives in St. Louis, who was at Coachella with us, who literally like didn't watch the show, like doesn't know anything about who this guy, anything. And I was like, when I was changing in the bedroom to go to the festival, someone came in and like saw and like paid somebody for the house, right? And he said, yes. And I said, was it this guy? And he said, no.
Do you think he would actually show up if it was really him? You don't think he pays people to go and check
in? Well, I don't know.
Him?
But then there were two houses because she didn't stay with us.
When we were here last
time? I saw her for like five. She literally like her and Tiffany were like, hey, what da-da. And then I went in the bedroom to change. I was like, awesome. Good to see you guys. Went in the bedroom to change. By the time I came out, they were gone.
Yeah.
So I'm confused, though, because there have been so many rumors that have circulated about you knowing this guy. And by the way,
I've never met that guy.
It's not incriminating for us to say that's a picture of a guy named Randall Emmett. That whatever that picture is, I have no idea if that's who she's seeing or not, but I do know who's in that picture. He's a big Hollywood producer.
Yeah.
So she's standing next to him smiling in that picture, and we have heard that maybe she's dating an athlete, maybe she's dating a producer, maybe she's dating somebody who's married.
I mean, I know she was in a movie that he produced. I think it was like with Nicolas Cage, so I think that's maybe where that connection was made.
Okay.
But I also know she was dating one of was it?
She was dating Hayes Pollard for a while. That he's a football player.
Yeah, he played for USC. And
but
then
I don't think they're. I don't know.
For Tampa,
the thing is that I know like, oh, she was dating that guy, but that was probably a while ago.
She
clearly
have multiple
has
multiple boyfriends.
She,
I mean, if you're single,
yeah,
you're single.
Girl, yes. Like, live your life.
Have you guys ever thought about
her vagina's not my business?
Yeah, I mean, you probably don't care enough. But have you ever thought about texting her, being like, hey, who are you dating? Or like asking her, or you just really don't
know? And our producers were constantly this whole season were like, you don't ever ask her. And I'm like, because I don't really care. Like,
so you don't care? You couldn't care less who she's dating?
Not really.
I mean, honestly, neither could I. It was just, you know, we just started filming. The girls were so interested in this. And I'm like, I know this is a bad look for me with going back to the whole Eddie thing. But I'm like, you know what? I'm going to entertain it because I just wasn't in a good place in my life at the time, and that was
a
shitty
probably
thing
a nice
to do.
Distraction.
It was. Yeah. And then as I'm into this, I'm like, why do I care about who she's dating? Like, this is none of my business. And I just felt like I got thrown into a really awkward position, and I tried to get myself out of it, and then it was like I got out of it the wrong way. And
where did this NDA rumor start? Why?
Oh, no, that was true. She just didn't get one.
No, I didn't get one. I guess she emailed it to James like later on or something. I didn't even watch that scene. I didn't watch any of that episode.
I fast forwarded through that too.
But but it was on his phone, right?
Yeah, it was.
I guess there has to be NDAs for her. I don't know. But she never, I think she knew better to ask me or Tom because we would have been like, we're on a reality show.
Yeah.
Like, that makes no sense.
Well, but how could you sign it if you hadn't met him?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't sign it because I never saw it. I never met that guy.
I had reached out to him.
I met
Hayes
once, and he was a very nice guy. So
when was that? When did that like happen?
That was right after my birthday.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are we Googling there? La La Sheena.
did you just say, Sheena, that you reached out to La La
Yeah,
recently?
So Ariana and I both got these really weird texts from a New York number, and it was like, hello, Ariana. Hello, Sheena. And then she didn't respond. I did. I was like, who's this? Because I'm going to New York this weekend. So I was like, is this – I don't know if it's someone from Bravo or whatever trying to reach out. And I was like, who's this? And they go, I'm the mystery man. And I'm like, from my Snapchat or – and so I was like – I didn't respond. I'm like, okay, that's stupid. Like everyone on Watch What Happens Live the last time I was on is like, who's the hand in your Snapchat? Who's the arm and all of that? Yeah. So I thought they were just joking about that. And I was like, whatever. And then they text again. They go, meaning I'm Lala's boyfriend.
What?
And I was like, okay. So I screenshot it. I sent it to her. I said, do you know this number or who this is? And she was like, girl, I have no idea. Like, that's creepy.
Wait, you screenshot it and sent it to Lala?
Yeah, because I'm like, who is this? Like,
what? Yeah.
And she said that it wasn't the person.
Yeah.
No, but then like a week later, this person's probably watching us.
Oh, they called both of us.
They called both of us. And they left us both the same message.
Yeah.
about like never forget that night in Vegas.
So something creepy. Weird.
They're literally so probably watching.
I mean, I have the number blocked.
Wait,
now.
I blocked never it. Forget that night in Vegas, the one that you guys were talking about earlier.
Who knows
what night they're talking about? I think we were just in Vegas.
It was like
you see
right
that on Snapchat. It's not a secret. That
I think
in
it's
Vegas.
A fan of the show that figured out how to get our phone numbers. Yeah, and it was just like baiting us to see if we would respond.
We also, Stassi, received the same dick pic.
Yeah.
About a month ago.
Oh wow.
And the same message. Good times this weekend. And I was like,
and I, as I'm looking at it, going, good times.
Didn't Stassi say that was her ex though who sent that out?
That's
she
what she
thought
thinks,
so. But why would he send it to me and she?
Because
knows.
It was a DC number. So I'm like, okay, well he could have had my number. I don't know that he would ever yours.
He's never had my number.
But a friend of his who I'm still in touch with, I had reached out to that number just to be like, hey, dude, da da da. And he was like, oh, sorry, man, wrong number. So I don't think it was him.
I don't think it was him. I honestly think there's ways where you can get people's phone numbers.
But burner numbers.
Burner numbers, yeah.
Did Stassi think it was her ex because she recognized the penis?
No, I think it was because it was.
What did she say there? They're like this.
Like this. I don't know.
And like that, a couple of weeks ago, she was like, about a dick pic. She goes, all my exes look the same. It's either like this. Like
I think it's because her ex is from the DC area,
yeah.
So she thought that was him on a new number or something. But I don't think it was him.
I don't either.
Whose hand was in your Snapchat?
Don't worry about it.
Ooh.
All right. Well, the follow up question is:
well, we started taking like joke pictures on her.
No,
Snapchat.
We even did some together. And then even when I was in New York, one of the guys who works for Bravo was in one of my Snapchats.
Yeah.
Like, we were just like, I was like, how tall are you? And he's like 6'3". I was like, perfect. Put your hood up. And it was just like, we were just, and it got like 300 screenshots.
Yeah.
I'm like, my gay best friend Zach was in a couple of them.
Maybe because everybody thinks it's the new guy you're dating.
And maybe
or something.
It is. Maybe it's not.
Well, because it's just funny the way that people like to analyze things.
Yeah.
And so sometimes you're like, you got to like just mess around.
Yep. Wait, I wonder how many, I'm going to look at if this one. Oh, it might be too late.
So are you just messing with people because you think
it's
funny or because you like the buzz about the guy? Or why are you doing all this, having people put on hoods and stuff?
I mean, it started with just one snap, I think, of like a hand on my leg or something.
That's right.
And I saw it got like 400 screenshots. And I was like, okay, same as my Beauty Tuesdays. Those get several hundred screenshots. So I'm like, okay, this is something people are interested in. I'm going to keep it going. So, I mean, there were three at least different people in the different
snaps. It's also
snaps.
Really – I always find it funny to see the way things get blown out of proportion. And so sometimes it's like if you're going to try and make this into like a news story.
Oh, I'll give you a news story. Yeah, and then they pulled up screenshots and watched what happens live. I was like, oop, wasn't prepared for that.
So if you are seeing somebody, are you going to pull Lala and not let the world know who it is?
I mean, we aren't filming right now, so if I am dating someone come, like, May, which is when we usually start, I mean, I don't know. It would depend on how comfortable that person would be with being on camera, because a reality show isn't for everyone. You know, Stassi's boyfriend, or ex-boyfriend now, Patrick, didn't want to be on the show. Whoever Lala's many boyfriends are haven't wanted to be on the show, and I don't know if, you know, I'm dating someone in May, and he doesn't want to be on the show. Like, what am I going to break up with him?
Well,
I mean,
one of the things you had said to us was that it's not fair because you guys all put your whole lives on the
totally.
Line and Lala doesn't. So would that be, you know, hypocritical in some sense?
I don't think I said that specifically. I think someone else said that.
Tom definitely said that.
Yeah.
He really hardcore believes that. That's what his big issue with Stassi was for such a long time.
I mean, for me personally, I do put it all out there, but I'm not going to fault someone else for not, because not everyone's as open of a book as I am.
Yeah.
This is exactly what I signed up to do. So I'm going to give as much of my truth as I can and give you as much of my story as I can, which is why I really wanted to open up about my anxiety this season, because that's something that's progressively gotten worse throughout the years. Just going back to when I fell after season one and broke my teeth, and like I have had anxiety for several years, but I never talked about it. But not everyone is as open as I am. So, you know, if they don't want to talk about a part of their life, I'm not mad at that. But other cast members are like, well, it's not fair. I talk. It's like, that's your choice. That's your choice to talk about your entire life, same as it's mine.
Which is, Lala is getting a bad rap for not talking about her relationship with whoever
she
it may
also
be.
Doesn't really get paid on the show.
She
She's
doesn't.
Not a primary. She's a participant. Like, She participates on the show, same as Brittany is not a primary. So I don't think, honestly, I'll probably get shit for saying this, I don't believe Lala has the same obligation as us primaries do to open up our entire lives.
That's how I was season two.
Yeah.
But is it true?
I was like, I'm not a primary cast member on the show, and I'm not about to like lay it all out on the line.
No.
Why would I?
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny because if you don't talk about your relationship and you don't have that person coming around, people season one and two thought I was single.
Yeah.
They thought I was like waiting in the wings for Tom. Meanwhile, I was literally living under a rock.
In a nightmare.
Yeah. So, you know, there's pros and cons. I get why you would want to keep things private. I totally get it.
Yeah.
And you can't force anybody to want to participate. So if Lala's boyfriends don't want to participate.
Yeah. And if
Stassi's been talking about Patrick and talking about a relationship more, mm-hmm. at least, it just sucks that like no one ever sees like George Glass. No one ever sees him.
Right.
But so she's trying to be as open as she can now.
Totally.
She did go through a phase where she was very like,
yeah,
not that way. And that's people the thing. Got mad.
Anyone of us girls who, you know, aren't in serious relationships on the show, anyone who we choose to date, it's like they have to know what they're signing up for. Like, we're already in this. Like, we've been in this for years. So if you want to date me, you know what my job is. You know, if mm-hmm. I post a photo on Instagram, people are going to start asking you questions. So,
and if Lala's dating somebody who's going to get pissed about being brought up or whatever, like, honey, you shouldn't have dated somebody on a reality show.
Yeah. Also, that's like the worst profession if you want privacy because you don't have it completely.
It's not her fault.
No.
So you don't blame Lala for what's going on at all?
I think it takes two to tango, and I think that she deserves better. Then if she's dating somebody who's married, I feel like she deserves better for herself. I think she could do better.
Because all women deserve better, or because you have a soft spot for Lala so specifically?
All women deserve better. Unless they have a very great agreement. I don't know. I don't know what her relationship is with anybody. If she's in an agreement where works for her, works for him, works for the wife, then fine. I mean, there's all kinds of alternative relationships out there. But I would like to believe that there's better things out there for everybody involved.
Where do you and Lala stand right now?
We're cool. Yeah. I mean, I don't talk to her as much as I used to. I think we were at a point where we were really getting closer and our relationship was growing. And I was excited for maybe what the future held because we used to have like really genuine, really like deep conversations. But then after she didn't show up for my birthday, it was like kind of hard to just like jump back in to something where you felt like the other person's like not really there. But we're definitely cool. I talk to her every once in a while and, you know, we'll see each other out and we'll have fun together. And, you know, I think that, I don't know, I thought she was good for the show, A. B, I think she's a fun person to be around and I wish good things for her.
Do you think she'll show up for the reunion?
I think she should.
Why?
What, are we going to sit in a room like this and talk about her and not have her be able to speak her
I mean, I think piece. She should be there too. I think, and again, I got shit for saying this last time I was here.
I think she should be there.
I think she was a good addition to our show. She brought something different to our show. She brought like that Brandy Glanville aspect to it.
She ended up closing herself up.
Yeah.
But
that's because of whoever she was dating who
I wish yeah. And I think she brought a good something that was maybe missing or like a new fresh element. I don't know.
I mean, it was just a spice that was brought to our show and I think it should stay, but
so you would like to see her on the next season?
I would.
I think it's not a bad idea.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what like
and also on the reunion, it's like they're all going to be asking me shit about her.
Yeah.
They're all going to be coming at me, asking me questions. And I can't answer for her. Mm-hmm. I really can't.
What do you mean? What are they going to be asking you?
Why are you friends with her? What do you see in her that makes you want to be friends with her? Who is she dating? And I cannot answer for her. I really can't. And I don't think it's right for – and I know it's kind of a scary thing to walk into a room like that, but I think that she should do it.
I don't think any of us, I mean, I know I've been guilty of this in the past, but I don't think any of us should speak on another's relationship unless the person gives, like, permission. I just yesterday was reached out to from someone, I won't mention their name, to speak on Jax and Brittany's relationship and the current status of it. And I was like, you can ask them. And he was like, so you're confirmed. I was like, no, I just said you can ask them. That's not my business. When I was going through my divorce, I asked everyone when they did Watch What Happens Live, please just answer with it's none of your business because I will be the first to speak out about it. Everyone respected my privacy, so I think we should do the same for everyone else.
Yeah.
So if she's not there at the reunion, none of us should be speaking on her behalf. Mm-hmm. Same as, I mean, I don't know if Shay's going to show up to the reunion, but, you know, it's like, you never know what can happen.
Is there a possibility?
I mean, he's in a contract, so who knows?
How would that
Nobody
make
has
you feel?
His phone number.
No one has his phone number.
Would you be okay?
No.
Would you do the reunion
still? I don't have a choice. That's my job. I'm not going to let anyone get in the way of my job.
Plus, if...
Amen, girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's good. I mean, yeah.
If it happens, you know It'll be hard. That's what I chose. That's what I signed up for. I put my entire relationship and life out on the show. So, you know, if that's something that is going to be on it, then it's going to be on it. I mean, everyone else has to film with their exes. So, you know, I'm not... like immune to that, but
it would be hard, but you get through it.
Yeah, I mean, it still is hard. I have my days where I'm like thinking about certain things and like I'll get sad, but then I just have to remember all the bad things. And this is exactly what I said I didn't want to talk about, and here we are talking about it. So Ariana,
yeah, switch the heat.
Yeah, so anyway, so I'm going to New York this weekend. I'm doing Watch What Happens Live on Monday.
Fun.
I'm taking a friend of mine with me who hasn't been in a long time. Any suggestions of some fun things we can do?
What do you mean you're taking a friend? Oh, a friend to New York.
Yeah.
They meant on what?
No, a friend with me. I don't think you can just do that.
Yeah. Well, obviously Broadway shows.
Yeah.
I'm still going to find out for you about that one thing.
Okay.
Ooh, I like the wink. We don't get to know?
No, it's secret.
Well, if it happens, you'll definitely see it on social media.
If it happens, you'll know. If it happens, you'll know. Yeah. If it doesn't. Are you guys still going to try to go to Jimmy Fallon? Is that a thing you're gonna try
I'm
to do?
So the thing is, like, getting tickets to these shows, it's like day before, so you don't find out.
It's
so
very
like,
last minute.
Am I gonna do it? Am I not?
My favorite, one of my favorite. Well, obviously, you know, I used to work at Butter, and that's like my home away from home.
Yeah.
If you want to eat there, definitely go eat there, and I'll tell them that you're coming.
Okay, cool.
We're looking
at Butter right now. On
Butter
the...
restaurant is.
Ooh,
oh, that's the
that
old one.
Fun.
Oh. That's the downstairs in the old one. So they moved from Astor Place to Midtown. And
Oh my God, that was my worst Watch What Happens Live look ever. Do not enlarge.
Oh my God, that's the old one. That's literally like where I got the job at Butter as a hostess when I first moved to New York. So like literally like college, like I'm a college senior and I get this job as a hostess at Butter. It's where I learned how to bartend. It's where like, oh my God.
Can we talk about your job before Butter?
My other college job? I was a Disney princess.
That really, really is amazing. Because
I was also, I was really good friends with Disney princesses. That's how you.
Oh, okay.
I was really good friends with Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, and The Little Mermaid. And I was also really good friends with King Louis, Winnie the Pooh, Gideon from Pinocchio, Susie and Perla, who are Cinderella's mice, Chippendale.
How do you go from being a Disney princess to being on a huge reality show?
Like, I have no idea.
Really? you wouldn't be able to? If there was somebody out there who was like living in Orlando, working as a princess, and was like, this is what I want to do with my life.
Well, I was a theater major, and I moved to New York with all the intentions and goals of being in theater forever and ever, and I loved it. And this is like an extension of that. I thought I was going to be on Broadway one day, and then I was working in doing a lot of sketch comedy videos and a lot of stuff for MTV and College Humor and all this stuff. And then I ended up meeting people who were like, why are you not in LA? You should be doing TV. You have a very unique type in that. And this is going to sound stupid, and maybe people, I don't know, who aren't in the industry think I sound like an asshole or an idiot, but they were like, usually pretty girls on camera are not sarcastic. Usually they're not dry. You have a unique perspective. Come to LA, do TV. Came to LA to do TV, got a few bit parts, was working my way up, and then all of a sudden Sheena's like, be on this show with
me. And now look at him.
And I was like, no, oh my God, why would I be on a reality show? Oh my God.
I need a
I was like, I don't think I translate very well to reality. And well, here we are.
Yep.
So.
And this season we get to see your brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is he liking being on the show?
I think that he's kind of, he just, you know, he takes it in stride because he was he was living with us, and it was kind of one of those inevitable things where it was like, if you're living with us, how are you going to avoid this? You know? And of course we talk to our producers before every season and they're like, so what's new with you? And I'm like, well, my brother's living with me. So that's new. He's always wanted to live in California. So it's kind of just like his dream come true just to be out here.
Do you think your mom's ever going to move out to California now that both of her kids are here?
She wants to after she retires, which should be in the next couple years or so.
That's exciting.
It's going to be sad when she sells her house.
Do you enjoy having him on the show?
I just enjoy him. We haven't lived in the same city since I was in high school. So it's literally been when I graduate high school. Oh, my God. There's my grandmother. Oh, my God. My grandma, my brother, my dad, me, my mom. That's my college graduation.
So cute.
So we haven't lived in the same city since I graduated high school because I went away to college. So 31 minus 17, that's how long it's been since we lived together or anywhere near each other. So it's so cool just to like have him around. See him, he's like a grown up. He can go into bars now. Like, what? I'm like, he can drive?
Like, how do you feel about him?
He's like my little brother, too. Really? We spent New Year's Eve together because her and Tom were out of town and my friend was having a house party. So I invited him and his girlfriend and he's just like my little brother. He came over the election night and we watched like everything together and he walked in. He goes, Trump won? I was like, where have you been? He's like, driving here.
That's crazy.
Like him and I'll just hang out and I love him like a brother.
He came to your bachelorette in Miami.
Yeah, he did. That was his first appearance I think
you
he made
see
on the
him.
Show.
Yeah, he's like sitting at dinner with all the guys at your sorry to bring up your bachelorette party.
You know, but, whatever. Yeah. I'll have another.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so cool. Guys, anything else that we need to know about this upcoming season or anything else that they left out that you want to clear the air on?
I mean, you are definitely gonna see everything with my life and relationship. Again, you never know what's gonna make the cut, but everything was filmed. So that should be interesting. I'll probably be on a beach in Maui when it's airing.
That's exactly where you need to
be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need a Mai Tai or something.
I'm planning a Hawaii trip in March because I think that's when the finale is.
Mm-hmm.
Anything on your end?
Well, I'm still working on stuff with the cocktail book, and hopefully that'll be something that maybe when we film the reunion I'll be able to like talk a little bit more in depth about. But I'm working on also having like a side-by-side website component to that. I don't want to say I'm a blogger. I'm not trying to be a blogger, but I want to be able to have people access those. I've made posts about drinks and stuff and then people can't really, it's like they're on my Instagram and they're like, how do I find it? So I feel like that'll be really helpful. And then, you know, I could sit here and talk about random shit all day. And it's like, you know, hello, if people need to go to bed or get dinner or whatever. So
is Sandoval going to try and get in on that too?
You know, there's something to be said for the two of us as a unit, but there's also something that's really valuable to me, and that's my independence. And when I work hard on something, it's really hard for me to want to like just let somebody come in and, you know, and I tend to kind of like shrink away. Because he's a bigger personality sometimes. But it's like when he's not around, then I'm more. So I'm sure he'll want to be a part of things. And maybe he will. Maybe he won't. We'll see what happens. But
you don't typically tend to shrink down, though, with bigger personalities. You kind of stand your ground.
Well, I think sometimes with him, it's like I want him to be able to shine. But it's like I need to have my time to shine, too.
Yep.
I have a lot to shine.
Yes, you do. But we actually saw for the first time this season any sort of friction with the two of you. And I mean, it was toward the very beginning of the season.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we always – we're a regular couple. We argue about stupid stuff all the time.
But
That was one I really like. I remember as it was happening, I was like, I'm going to lean into this. I'm not holding back. I was like really thinking in my head, like, I'm leaning into this fight. And like, I'm not.
I will say when these two bicker, it's so hard not to laugh because it's like the stupidest thing. And Sandoval just gets so like in the moment. And it's just like, we were driving to Newport to get facials and Tom was supposed to be paying attention to the directions because Ariana was driving and then he didn't pay attention. Then we missed the turn and then it was just like this whole thing and I'm sitting in the passenger seat like.
You think that they have a really good relationship
it's
though?
It's such a good relationship. Like they're best friends, partners in life. Whether they get married and have kids or not, they're perfect for each other. They complement each other so well. It's like, no wonder they got cutest couple last year.
No, Sheena.
Well, the married part, I mean, what do we have to do to make you budge on that or it never will?
What's the point?
I'm asking.
What if she ends up like me?
I mean, I guess I just don't understand the, I don't know. It's never been like, you know how you start in a career and you see like, one day I'm going to be the CEO of this company. But, like, there was never, like, I've never thought, like, getting into relationships, I'm like, one day we're going to do this. And this being the married kids thing. For me, it was like, one day we're going to be in Bali together. Like, or we're going to be, you know, backpacking. Like, that to me was more of, like, the pinnacle is, like, us traveling the world together. So, and we've already, I mean, we started doing that a little bit, but. The married thing, I guess it just like, I mean, I'll shake his hand tomorrow and tell him that we're married. Like, it isn't.
I don't know if it works like that.
Yeah, no. I don't know. Well, wait, in Cold Mountain, which is one of my favorite movies of all time, in Cold Mountain, they were like, I marry you, I marry you, I marry you. And it was like, okay, we're married. Because it was a civil war. It was yeah. a hard time. So.
You now, don't care do about the white dress?
No, I don't. Tom thinks I look good in white. I don't think I look very good in white.
Oh, that's a problem.
I think you do.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's like I you know, I like to like tan and I feel like it'll get on it like
so, yeah. So when we really come down to the what's at the core of the non-marriage, it's the white dress.
It's just the wedding stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to get married in white, but like, okay, now Kevin and Maria, they're engaged.
Yes.
Correct? And they've been together 19 years.
Yes.
They're not married. But you know,
they're going there.
Well, and maybe Kurt Russell, in 19, Goldie Hawn, maybe I mean, in 15, 16 years, maybe they'll get engaged.
But they did always say, they always said they were going to get married. They always knew. It was not like they were anti-marriage, which you do seem to be.
So. I'm more of like,
change your mind.
I think it's more important just to be together.
You think she'll change her mind?
I don't know. I think maybe down the road, maybe, you know.
I think for me, it's just like, I just don't get the point of it all. I don't know. Like,
it's not for everyone, and I mean, after going through this, you know, I'm not like, do it, do it, do it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I would love to do it again.
I love weddings and for other people, and I always support, you know, other people getting married. I guess I just never really understood why I had to. Yeah.
So you would be open and willing to, like, falling in love again and going through the whole thing?
Now, yes. If you asked me 3.5 months ago, I would have been like, I'm never doing this again. But now that some time has passed and things have happened in my life, I'm like, you know, I would be totally open to that again.
I feel
again.
Like you're more optimistic now than you were
yeah,
3 months ago.
Definitely.
With a lot of the pre-wedding bickering that we're seeing from Katie and Schwartz, what do we think of them as a couple now that they've actually gone ahead and tied the knot?
They've always, I feel like, bickered or had, like, yeah. disagreements here and there, but they've always come back to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I think that sometimes I think what happens is that, like, there's drinking involved and communication kind of breaks down. And I think that that's just, you know, every couple has stuff they have to work on, obviously.
And
we're not there
every day. You know, we don't know what goes on behind closed doors. They could be the cutest, most affectionate couple ever in their apartment. And we don't always see that because not everyone's all about PDA. So, you know, it's like you never really know a couple better than they know themselves.
Right.
So, you know, they got married. That says something. And as far as they know, they're doing great.
Yeah. Ups and downs, right?
Yeah, everyone
ride that roller coaster, baby.
Yeah,
yeah. I hope you don't get too much crap for doing this show.
Oh God, I will.
So what happens? Like, they just watch everything you do and tell you.
No, they have Google alerts on us. So anytime there's anything like written about me, it's like Google alert.
Oh, I can't wait for Tom Tom's doing this like recap thing for Life and Style for every episode.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like Tom and I kind of together, but he's been more like he'll write it and like we kind of collaborate on it.
Yeah.
But he like thought it was pretty annoying that Stassi posted that picture of me.
Oh, yeah.
And so he like told the whole, because I was texting him that whole night, obviously. So he decided he was going to like tell that whole story. And I just can't wait. So,
yeah. See, the thing with me is I follow, I mean, the majority of our cast, but I pretty much just look at my at mentions, like, and I respond to fans. I don't, unless it's the first thing that pops up on my home feed, I don't go on Stassi's page and look at everything she tweets on a Monday night. I don't look at Kristen's. I don't look at Katie's. I don't read a single interview anyone does, even Ariana. I just don't. I'm like, we all have a job to do. Say what you want to say about me. I'm not going to get my feelings hurt about it.
Mm-hmm.
But not everyone has that same mentality. So I just find it so much easier to just do me, respond to my fans, and not look at anything else.
Honestly, while the show's airing, I mute everyone.
Yeah.
Because I know you're going to be responding to fans.
Yeah.
It's just like clog my feet with like champagne, like, thank you. Oh my God.
Heart,
wow,
heart,
that's
heart.
So nice.
Kiss, kiss, kiss.
Yeah. So I'm like, mute her, mute Katie, mute everybody while the show's on, because it's like there's so much of that.
Yeah.
Wow. And I feel like that interaction is great, but it's also like, I don't need to see that. I don't need to see it. Yeah.
Hence why you won't follow Stassi.
I don't need to see your outfits of the day. Girl.
OOTD.
OOTD. Don't need to see that. Also, like, what is it? Boots and a baggy dress? It's not that revolutionary. I'm good.
Well, it sounds like we have a lot to look forward to this season. Some
it's good,
a good
one.
Some bad.
Yeah.
Definitely,
I mean,
a roller coaster.
We're about at the halfway point, so still a lot more to come.
Yeah. A lot.
Amazing. Sheena Marie, thank you so much for guest hosting.
Thank you, everyone.
Looking good in the captain's uniform and the captain's seat.
I like
seat.
It. Kevin, anytime you're out of town, I'm happy to fill in.
Yeah, he's at the Super Bowl.
I know.
It's pretty cool.
So cool.
It's go pretty Patriots.
Cool. Yeah, Charlie. Go Pats. Everybody can find you everywhere at Sheena Marie.
Sheena Marie, S-C-H-E-A-N-A Marie.
And, of course, over on the couch, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks
everybody
for having me.
Can find you at Ariana2525, which I learned what that meant.
And then there's another 25 on Instagram.
Yes.
Because she had the original one and then forgot the password and had to make a new one.
Yes, that happened.
Is that true?
That is true. I didn't have an iPhone, so I thought, I should make an Instagram account. And then I forgot it.
Oh, my first Instagram
was back in my BlackBerry days.
Yeah, I had a BlackBerry.
Yeah, it's happened to me so many times.
Yeah.
And then they text you your phone, your password, and it doesn't work. You don't. It's a nightmare.
I don't know what I was doing.
The whole freaking thing. Yeah. Our Vanderpump Rules expert sitting next to me. Yeah, that's you.
I'll take it.
That's you. You do the after show over at AfterBuzz TV. And are you at Matthew E. Payne?
Yes.
On Twitter and Instagram?
On Twitter and Instagram at Matthew E. Payne.
Says it right there.
Yes.
Amazing.
Follow me.
At Michael Klaus TV in the booth. At Bonjour Juliet. At Laura LaGrasso, happy birthday, baby girl.
Happy birthday. Birthday shots.
And, of course, guys, at The Tomorrow Show, go to thetomorrowshow.com. Go to see us on iTunes. Rate, comment, subscribe. We're here every Monday and Thursday night, and we've got some amazing guests coming up for you guys, plus your captain, Kevin Undergaro. We'll be back very soon. We'll see you guys next time.
Thanks for tuning in to The Tomorrow Show with Kevin Undergaro. For guest bookings, questions, or comments, you can email us at info@thetomorrowshow.com. Be sure to follow us on social media and tell a friend about the show. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, your voice of tomorrow, wishing you a better one.